Greetings, I'm James Gillen, your host with the SETI Stargate, and we're also broadcasting on BBS Radio with As You Wish Talk Radio and several other. We're getting ready to go up on Truth Social, so we'll probably be posting these shows on Truth Social as well. So we've got quite a few networks getting this information out. A little bit of housekeeping first. Saturday, June 18th, we've got an energy healing and grounding and the biofield, and that's with Dr. Gail Jett, and she's an RN, FNP, LMT, AHNBC, EEMAP. So we'll figure out what that means later. And she's an advanced practitioner of Eden Energy Medicine and received her doctorate of theology and pastoral integrative health from Holos University Graduate Seminary Ordination in 2018. Her professional background includes 40-year career as an RN family nurse practitioner and women's health nurse practitioner. She's also a board-certified advanced holistic nurse. And she's got additional credentials, including licensed massage therapy, certified heart math practitioner, certified biofield tuning practitioner, certified bio-well practitioner, Reiki master, and she's also a faculty on the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program. She discovered the benefits of energy healing in 2007 and has had private practice in Bend, Oregon since 2010. And she's dedicated to helping others discover their innate self-healing abilities through energy modalities. A lifelong learner and seeker of knowledge, she is passionate about discovering and sharing the current scientific and spiritual research supporting energy healing modalities with interested others. She has been teaching courses in the field at the local community college for several years, both in person and online. She's married, loves outdoors, hiking, gardening, knitting, and riding her Triumph Tiger adventure motorcycle when she can. So we're going to bring Gail on the show, and then we'll go into a monologue after that. So Gail, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're happy to be here.
Yeah, I know you're right in the middle of a seminar, so we just probably have a few minutes, 15 minutes or most with you. But I wanted to talk a little bit about your upcoming workshop.
Sure.
And let people know that it's happening June 18th, and it's energy healing grounding in the biofield. And I've always been really interested in the biofield, but what are some of the things you're going to cover during that workshop?
Well, I'm really, you know, having a scientific left brain background, being in healthcare for all this time, when I discovered energy healing, I knew that I wanted to know more about what was going on. And as I discovered more of the research to back up what the ancients have always known, mm-hmm. I was like, I really want to share this with people and just say, you know, this is not, you know, out there kind of stuff. There's actually empirical evidence to back it up. And we have a healthcare system that is in crisis, has been in crisis for quite some time, you know. And I think that energy healing offers something that, you know, in terms of preventative care, but also when you look at some of the, again, the ancient teachings, they've talked about disease manifesting in the biofield, which does exist. The energy field around each one of us, all living beings, actually inanimate objects also, but it manifests there first. And when we can learn to work with those energies, we can reverse disease. And as some of the greats in this field have said, there really is no disease. They're just energetic disturbances. And so what I plan to do is share some of the, not everyone, there's not enough time, but some people who have brought forth really important work on the existence of the actual aura biofield, which one, you know, and the chakras, the meridians, and what we know about biophotons, you know, light that is given off by, we take it in, we, you know, we put it out as well. And to be able to share that with people, and then also give people some very cool techniques to do, hopefully weather permitting, that we can do outside on the grass, because one of the best health-giving sources of energy is our planet, is our Earth, our mother, and that would be bare feet in the grass. So I'll explain, you know, what that all means too, but that's the plan.
Nice. Sounds like a great workshop. I know, you know, there's all kinds of wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and past life traumas and everything in our fields. And and if we don't take care of that, it's going to take care of us.
You know, oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to have some serious problems. And I tell people that, you know, you've got to become the observer and be brutally honest with yourself and master your emotions. And when things are coming up, you know, you've got to deal with it. You've got to own it and stop projecting and blaming, because with all this energy coming in right now, I know it's bringing everybody's stuff up, the Schumann resonance, the solar flares, the photon belt, or whatever you want to call it, that we're going through. Everything, it's just, it's bringing everything to the surface, and people really need tools now
they do. Yeah, no, you are absolutely 1,000% right. With all the energy and the craziness going on with all of that, people really do need that. And this is not something you're going to get out of a bottle. You know, you're not going to get out of a prescription. This is something that is very, very old, and we need to go back to our roots. And we do have these very powerful tools, and they're simple and they're easy to use as well. And they work.
Nice. Yeah, I know we have that. We have spontaneous healings happen here all the time. And, you know, people come up to me and they go, oh, thank you for healing me. And I said, it wasn't me. I said, it's between you and creator, whatever happened. You know, I said, we just created the space for you to have your own experience. But if you sit in those energy fields and you bring in these higher dimensional beings in your own multidimensional self, miracles happen. We see it all the time. And but I tell people, look, I don't take credit for the healing, and I don't take blame if it doesn't heal. Because some people are going like this. They're going, okay, I want it, you know, and then other people are going, let me have it, you know. And so they really heal quickly. And so it takes a little longer for some people, because, you know, the trust factor and things like that involved. So we have to drop our fears, but you know, keep discernment. I would say definitely keep discernment. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a clearing, do a healing.
Right. Yeah. Pay attention to that, because you're bringing up really good points. Not all that is out there is going to be touted, or is going to be what it's touted to be. And discernment is absolutely critical. And what, you know, people have been over the last many, what, hundreds of years, we've been actually stripped of our power because of what we've been told, that, you know, you have to look somewhere else to be able to heal yourself. And it's like, no. And like you were just saying, you know, I have a private practice in Bend, Oregon, and people will say, well, you healed me. I've said, I've never healed anyone. I work as a facilitator, and that is, you know, I can help you, but you're marshaling your own innate ability to heal. And again, when you call in these higher beings, and they're here to help, it's a free will thing. We've got to ask them, and they will help us.
Yeah. I think so many people just forget to ask. They forget to, you know, the intention is so important, to set the intention and ask, and things happen, you know. And, but if you don't ask, you know, it's like, they're not going to trespass. They're not going to, you know, but a lot of grace every once in a while, you know, we come in and we have these beautiful beings that are, you know, our family from other civilizations or other higher dimensions and things. And they, so we get a lot of bennies, but it is, we do need to ask, you know, and
yeah,
know that's possible.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
Well, you know, I don't want to take you too far away from your seminar. I know you walked away from it just to do this, you know, a quick little bio on the show. So anyway, good luck with your seminar. And I can't wait till the 18th when you get up here.
Thanks.
and do your magic.
Yeah, well, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I will say that one of the areas that you and I can talk more, but the BioWell camera is a wonderful device that I've used in my practice that actually helps or measures the biofield. And it's pretty cool. It's a research proven device and I've used it quite often and it's very helpful for people to see that. So I'm debating going ahead and bringing that up with me too, in case people are interested.
I'm really interested.
I figured you would be.
A lot of the new technologies. I've had some meetings coming up with some pretty interesting people. I can't even talk about it, but
right.
New technologies coming in and we're working on that and getting them out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's coming up though. Actually, conference, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but
cool.
Coming up soon. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming on the show and we'll see you on the 18th.
Okay. Thanks so much. And yes, I'll see you next week.
All right. Great.
Okay.
All right. A little more housekeeping. We've got June 23rd and 27th. We have the Ambassador and Self-Mastery Workshop coming up. And that's the one I'll be teaching. So I don't know. Is there anything left? Is it full?
I think it's just about full.
It's almost full. So if you want to get into that, I'd get on it. Because we have to close it. There's a lot of people wanting to do this one. So it's an amazing workshop. People have life-changing experiences and they experience these higher dimensional beings and you walk away with your own experience and not just somebody talking, you know. So I made a deal with these higher dimensional beings that I'm not going to do this kind of work unless it's experiential with the other person. And that's our agreement and it works, you know. So it's not about me. It's about your experience and the place. I mean, the place is set up. There's such sacred space set up and there's so many higher dimensional beings coming in that I don't know how anybody could not have an experience, but every once in a while there's one. There's always one, you know. But anyway, we've got July 7th, 11th, we've got the yoga and sound healing retreat, and then the big conference on July 15th through the 17th, the Science, Spirits and World Transformation Conference. And that one's amazing, you know. It's a whole weekend of and a day basically of just intense energy, like amazing speakers, and you get to walk on the land, you get to see the ships yourself, film the ships yourself if you want, and nobody can take that away from you when you see these ships and you know it's real. It's like, and that's the neat thing about this thing. A lot of people are telling stories, very old stories, 50, 70 year old stories, and they're still telling the same story. And I tell people, look, this story is going on. It's ongoing. It's still happening. So you can come up and have your own experience. And that's one thing I love about it. I'm going to get into a little bit of a monologue, and it's a long one. I wasn't going to go there, but I feel we really need to. So I'm going to go ahead and cover this as soon as I find the front page. So bear with me a second. Wow, this stuff is strange paper. Doesn't want to let go. All right. The title of this one is The No-Go Zone in Disclosure and Why the Masses Don't Have Knowledge of Contact. Because contact's happening. It's happening all over the world right now. And so I wanted to cover that. And it's going to be a little heavy because there's some things you need to know about. It's about what's happening. And I've seen things that what's going on, the people you have in control of your information is never going to work. So we'll go in it. But the main reason we don't have contact with the masses is due to an arrogant and degenerate global elite presently in control of the earth. I mean, they're losing ground fast, but that's what's going on. That's the bottom line. They control the leaders of most governments, which are groomed to follow their orders, the media, the movie, the music industry, the military, the enforcement agencies, healthcare systems, almost all positions of power. This has been well researched and documented. It's a corrupt and degenerate ruling hierarchy. So basically, that's the bottom line. As long as that is your governing body on the planet, contact's not possible with the very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. But that is coming to an end. That's coming to an end energetically. So, and this is another heavy. People have a hard time. I have some guy, I won't even mention his name. I don't want to give him a mention, but flipping out because I was telling him what's going on. And the, you know, the majority of these leaders are satanic Luciferians. They're involved in child sex and drug trafficking, human sacrifice, ritual abuse. Where, you know, they sacrifice care and all empathy towards humanity and the earth. They become possessed by demons or what some call grays, reptilian serpent beings, and other degenerate beings in the fourth dimension. So there you have it. That's what's going on right now. And it's been going on for a long time, like 450,000 years, but it's finally being cleaned up. So anyway, we'll go further. Those that join this group are promised fame, fortune, and power over others. I've gotten the letter and the phone call. People wanted me to join the group. A lot of promises were made, you know, like a major, like a stipend or salary, you know, and if I, and they told me how special I was and how I was above others and everything else. And I said, well, good luck with that because everybody is special and I don't see any division. So, you know, take your offer and you know what to do with it. But anyway, that's just how it works out. And the thing about the fame, fortune, and power over others, power doesn't overpower others. Real power serves. It empowers others. And that's the power of creator. So if you want to give that up, then go for power over others, because that's basically what they're after. So they have to give up their soul connection, eventually their body, to move up within this organization. Your average person cannot process this information. Those who expose it or fight against it are character assassinated, discredited by the corporate-owned media, or dealt with, you know, with the compromised agencies. So, you know, this is why you don't have the knowledge of contact with spiritual and technologically advanced beings. The global elite does, however, have contact with malevolent beings. And this has been going on again for 450,000 years with the governing elite on the earth. And that's coming to an end. So we're in that process. It's an amazing process. You know, again, you know, there's an extremely controlled narrative, and there are those who will discount everything other than government insiders, classified information, or back engineering. There are even channel messages with overactive imaginations influenced by people's unhealed past and influences from unseen negative influences. And there are those with past life childhood traumas that seek love and acceptance and approval outside of themselves that come from that can be easily hijacked. So you can't come at this from need. You've got to clear the past. And, you know, channeling is a real phenomenon, you know, but there's safeguards for pure channeling and there's training involved. And we can go further than that. But if you don't know how to create sacred space and heal unseen negative influences, the information can go in a direction that serves no one, not even the one channeling, in the long run. There have been cases of manipulation and possession if one goes too deep into the lower worlds. So without healing and releasing the past, being the observer of self with brutal honesty and constant clearing, it never turns out well. So that's the bottom line. We have to become the observer. Channeling is never 100%. It's always a percentage of the person's beliefs and whatever level they've attained. And so always use discernment with channeling. It's a real phenomenon. It does exist, but a lot of discernment is in order. So we have a saying, never forget, just because you're dead does not mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. So, you know, if you have some unseen force out there, you better really check it out and make sure who you're working with. And so here's the rest. I go, how can we bring forward the knowledge of extremely advanced world, off-world intelligence if we don't have any reference points as to how they believe, act, or their agendas? You know, there's the old guard, members of a very corrupt system, again coming forward in the latest hearings with agendas far from noble and extremely limited in knowledge and experience. And they're the officialdom. and they're referred to as the experts, the major, you know, they're the major participants in the UFO cover-up in the past, you know, denying the existence of UFOs, suppressing the knowledge of spiritually advanced beings, in some cases with deadly force. And has anything come out of this over the last 70 years? We have to ask ourselves that. You know, it's, you know, Einstein said doing the same thing over and over again is a form of insanity. And that's what we're doing. You know, I'm just being straight up with you on here. And so here's the questions that remain questions. And you know, this is when all the History Channel, the Ancient Aliens, all these things and all these YouTube things, you know, they have these questions. And one of them is there intelligent life beyond the Earth, or only lower forms of bacteria, plants, et cetera, you know, as NASA would like you to believe? And I put B and then L-I-E and V-E, you know, because it's B, L-I-E, you know. So anyway, there's endless YouTube documentaries with experts telling you UFOs may exist, but, you know, the odds are astronomical it would be intelligent. And the odds are astronomical in finding anything other than socially engineered idiots on Earth, you know, starring in one of these shows. I go, these beings are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilizations. You know, they're, you know, that was the one they keep asking, are there these beings, you know, are there technologically advanced yet spiritually backward civilizations that are a threat to Earth humanity? Are there time travelers? Are there beings dropping in from higher dimensions? You know, beings bleeding through from lower dimensions? You know, the cover-up and controlled narrative is so vast in scope. Hollywood is in on it. Your mainstream news, as well as its established giggle factor, character assassinating anyone coming forward, is in on it. Most of your military is in on it. So, you know, this fuzzy tic-tac thing, seriously. I mean, we've been going to Alpha Centauri since the freaking 60s, you know. So, you know, this is really weird. So, you know, almost all the other agents, almost every position of power is in on the cover-up. So does this sound like conspiracy? Wait till we finish this and you'll understand why. So to some, the answer is obvious. Some will say fear of the unknown, fear of the masses overreacting, fear of losing control. They have all these reports that everybody's going to freak out. Of course, they haven't. But, you know, fear of control to a superior race. You know, there's many answers other than the obvious. Most have something to hide, or could no longer hold humanity hostage for energy, transportation, healthcare, even basic needs. So that's the real reason. Reason this, you know, there's some extremely, let's say that some extremely advanced off-world visitors appear. They're telepathic, possess direct knowing, have conquered disease. They possess fearless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They can replicate anything and make products that last forever. Lying and deceiving would be fruitless due to their telepathic abilities. Big pharma would be put out of business. The coal, oil, and gas industries would be unnecessary. There'd be no more need to enslave you through dependency. Planned obsolescence and raping the planet for resources would be a thing of the past. The global elite and the corporate hierarchy could crumble. You know, they'd crumble. They don't want this. The war industry would be neutered, you know, due to the fact that their weapons could be easily rendered useless. The war and disease profiteers would be out of a job, and so would most world leaders and politicians in the back pocket of the war and disease profiteers. So there you have it. That's why we don't have contact with, you know, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We do. Some people do have contact, but the masses are not aware of it. And that's the reason why they're not aware of it. So have we learned nothing from COVID, the Russian hoax, the January 6th sham? You know, wait till you find out that. Now, this is going to be a mind blower. Laura Logan just put out an investigation piece on this, and this is going to blow your mind. So if you haven't been up to par, you need to realize that the Ukraine, their army, a lot of their army are Nazis, period. And Putin has taken out the Nazis. He's taken out the bioweapon labs and the other stuff in there, and he's had enough of this global elite nonsense in his country. There's a lot more to that. So, but anyway, Laura Logan found out that, you know, that the Ukraine, Antifa, and the FBI were all deeply involved in January 6th. And it was all about stopping Trump. And they're still at it. the Capitol Police, the mayor, all were in on it, along with top politicians. And this June 6th thing they're doing is a sham. They're doing everything to avoid the real evidence. So a lot of these people even testifying in this thing were there, and they're wearing a different outfit, and they were instigators of this. So this whole thing was orchestrated, folks, and these people need to be let go. They're still in jail to this day. They have no rights. They're treated barbarically. They can't shave. They don't have a food half the time. They bathroom. It's really sick what they're doing, and they're making examples of them. So, you know, we need to put an end to that. And I think basically it will, but, you know, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of top politicians are involved in this too. You know, there's only a few people could open those doors, those magnetic doors, and they would keep anybody out. And they walked in and gave them a signal. There's a movie, I can't remember whether it's January 6th. There's a movie out. There's three movies out. One's called The Water. You know, one's the 2000 Mules. And the other one is this new one on the January 6th thing. Watch it. I mean, the stuff is overwhelming. What happened there was an atrocity, and it wasn't against the democratic process. It was against the people that were there. And, you know, the democratic process is in threat, but mainly by the Democrats, you know. So anyway, there's a lot of Republicans, too, that are screwing things up. But, you know, this is all going to come out. It's coming out already. I mean, we're actually seeing this stuff on Fox News. So this isn't. You know, you're going to see it all come out here pretty quick. So anyway, Iraq and every other war, you know, which the international banksters initiated using false flags, false threats, and the corporate owned mainstream media to generate the hatred and division was all planned. You know, it was all planned throughout history. They have funded both sides of every war since Napoleon. They left each country under their massive debt, followed by taking over their human and natural resources. So this is a game that's been going on for a long time. It's a very old game. And, you know, good thing is this game is finally coming to an end. You know, we're a little ahead of the game, but the masses are going to figure this out. And there's a lot of brave souls out there that are bringing this out. So now here's a shocker. You know, here's a shocker. The spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors have already had those meetings, you know, with the powers that be. And all of the above mentioned technologies have been released. So where are they? Why don't the masses have access? So again, we're talking about anti-gravity, counter-gravity, healing technologies beyond your imagination, replicators, all that stuff has already been released. Who has it? And that's what you need to go and do your research on. Who has it, and get this out to the public. So you think about this. What happened to the scientists who created vehicles that ran on water? You know, the school shooting where they, it was a store shooting where they killed the guard. That guard just created fuelless energy. I mean, he was using water, and he converted water into hydrogen. He had a system. It was an on-demand system. He was running his vehicles on it. He had it all dialed in. He formed the patents, everything. Oh, what do you know? All of a sudden he gets shot in this random shooting. That wasn't random. None of this was random. A lot of these guys that have these technologies have been taken out. But, you know, these technologies are everywhere right now, and they're going to be coming out everywhere, and there's no way they can stop it. So, you know, I think about that. Where's the German technology? They had anti-gravity in the 30s. You know, the secret space force has been in operation since the 60s. We've been going back and forth to the moon and Mars without rockets since the 60s. And this has been revealed by a lot of whistleblowers, leaked documents, and FOIA requests. So this is all coming out now. And so imagine the technology they have now. You know, Otto Warburg gave us the cure for cancer. I think it was probably in the 30s or 40s. So did Royal Rife. You know, we've now have, as far as space travel and healing technology, it's beyond what most people dream of. And so again, we have to ask, where is it? You know, why are they still asking, do UFOs exist? And why are we still asking the same people covering it up, as well as these energy transportation and healing technologies? You know, the back engineered technology we have today are often referred to as ARVs. And for those who say these are not aliens, it's only our own government secret programs, ARV stands for Alien Reproduction Vehicle. Bingo. Good luck with that one. So, you know, where's the base logic in this? You know, that's the stuff I get thrown at me all the time, you know. It's our own government. Yeah, of course it's our own government. We have them. We've been back engineering for a long time. It's alien reproduction. You know, so Area 51, all this stuff is happening. So they keep dismissing aliens, you know, as real. And almost every form of technology today has back engineered alien technology. Your phones, computers, anything with a chip, fiber optics, you know, we can go on and on. This is all back engineered technology. You know, you know, so people go, I don't believe in aliens. I go, well, you have alien technology in your hand right now, you know, so, you know, figure that one out. But let me take a quick drink here. So, I want to talk about this. These people that we put in charge, you have to ask those questions. Do they have strong moral character? Do they have open minds, loving hearts, pure intent? You know, the prerequisite to contact, you know, and that's the answer to why the knowledge of contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders has been censored. So there you go. They didn't rise to the occasion. They were given the technologies. They didn't assimilate it. You know, they didn't disseminate them to the people. And so that's where we're at. But that's not going to work out too good for them in the end. There's a lot of people on the inside that want these technologies out, and they're going to start releasing them. And it's already happening right now. So there's no way they can stop this. You know, it's part of our destiny. So anyway, contact is ongoing, happening globally with those who have risen to the occasion and met the conditions. Are you going to hear from them? Do they have support, a platform to share their knowledge? Not in the UFO community, not in the religious community, certainly not in the present administration. You know, disclosure is inevitable. It'll come from the heavens on their timeline. It's the destiny of Earth to join the rest of the universe in peace. The tyrants and distractors will fall, and they're not frequency specific to the Earth's evolution. You know, the deceivers will be exposed along with their self-serving puppet masters. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about that. In summation, you know, we've killed almost every prophet sent to the heavens. Religions have not brought universal peace. History has proven they have brought more war and division. You know, the vast majority of your governments are corrupt, filled with self-serving politicians in the pocket of the war industry and disease industry, you know, the morally corrupt global elite and their corporations. And we can see where we're going with that, this mass depopulation programs and the side effects and the deaths and everything else. This is all going to come out. You're going to see it firsthand. You know, the scientists and inventors that challenge the status quo are ridiculed, their technology is suppressed, bankrupted. And if they threaten the major corporations, cutting their profit, they're censored again with deadly force if necessary. So that's the system we have right now. But it is coming to an end, but that's why these technologies haven't gotten out, because, you know, there's people building this stuff in their basements and, you know, in their garages and things like that. So it's all going to come out. So anyway, you know, we're still asking the questions. Do UFOs exist? Why don't they land on the White House lawn with the president administration, you know, and an administration that's morally and integrally challenged, void of intelligent life? They're not going to land there. That's not going to happen. The spiritually and technologically advanced off-world beings, along with a host of higher dimensional beings, are working arduously, assisting in the awakening healing of humanity and the Earth. Many have incarnated for these times. They're going to the surface and in all, you know, they're surfacing in all walks of life right now. Initiations, activations are happening exponentially. People are waking up, realizing something is wrong. They didn't sign up for this. They're remembering what it is like to live in an advanced civilization. They're done with the corruption and greed. You know, the invasion of ET, so many people fear, happened a long time ago. And there's a new invasion called reincarnation and a plan. And the planetary liberation is well underway. The controllers are imploding. They're no longer frequency specific to the ascension of Earth. Their karma is being accelerated. And what was hidden is being made known. Their kingdoms and stranglehold on humanity is coming to an end. you know, a new global management change is in the wind, and it's not too far in your future. So the new technologies will be released, and that will end disease, poverty. The days of tyranny are coming to a close. Do your part, make it so. So anyway, that's it for the monologue. You know, I've seen some of these technologies. I've actually helped to try to get some of these out. I've seen scientists killed. I've seen them harassed. I've seen them threatened. You know, we've experienced a lot of the same thing. It's just, you know, we got to have a space for them to come out. We got to have a space for them to, a safe space to bring these technologies out, and major protection. You know, if that means bodyguards, you know, even a lot of these whistleblowers and a lot of these brave souls, you know, in the news that are bringing this stuff out, you know, we need to make sure that they're protected. And it might have to be another group other than the status quo, because obviously they're not going to be protected by them. But anyway, you know, I tell you, these beings are waiting. They're waiting to come in. They're waiting to woke up with us. They want us to rise to the occasion. The earth is going through a highly energized place. Everybody has a different name for it, the photon belt, whatever you want to call it. We're going through a super energized place in space. And the Schumann resonance is off the scale. We're getting bombarded by massive coronal mass ejections and solar flares. These cycles haven't stopped. You're going to have severe weather, increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, and major social changes coming. So just be aware of that. Some of the chaos is the healing. It's the stuff coming up to be healed. So be aware of that. And you know, we're going through some intense times. We all have to work together and come together, learn, meet your neighbors, you know, set up for this, you know, be prepared to get through. Again, you know, check out where your food is coming from, where your water, you know, have clean water on it. Make sure you have access to clean water. You might want to stock up on some food. I mean, not for 20 years or 5 years or whatever. We're talking a pretty short period. I think, you know, 5 or 6 months would be probably more than adequate. You know, and, you know, get your gas and, you know, while you've got it, you know, so, you know, just make sure you're taken care of and help your neighbor out if you see him struggling. And so that's basically it on the monologue. I wanted to get to some questions, and that's about really all I have to say, but I'm just saying this is theater right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, nobody in their right mind could be doing what they're doing right now, especially the present administration. And if, you know, we know who controls them, and this whole thing with the Admiral Byrd, you know, went to take out the Nazis, and they got taken out, a whole division, you know, and ships and everything got taken out. And so they have some extreme technology. They've had it for a long time. They were part of the Dark Fleet. We got some help with the higher dimensional beings to take care of that. So they don't have that technology anymore. But this organization is entrenched. And Project Paperclip brought them over. They infiltrated the CIA. They infiltrated the NASA. And they're not in our highest and best good. So, and that's what you're saying. And now they control a lot of our government and everything else. But that's all going to be made known. It's all coming out. There's no way nobody can stop it. So it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what, it can't be stopped. It's all going to come out. It's part of the awakening healing process and the planetary liberation. And this is massive. There's beings all the way up to the 13th dimension involved in this. So if you want to keep doing this stuff, have fun with that. Your karma is going to be accelerated. Everything's going to be made known. And, you know, you're going to be seen for who you are and what you've done. So I would start shifting your energies right now towards the awakening healing and in service to humanity and the earth. That's the only way out right now. You know, that other world is imploding. It's not frequency specific to the ascension process. And they know it. Everybody knows it right now. You can't miss it. You know, it's obvious something big is going down. And And so enjoy the ride. You know, we punched this ticket, the e-ticket. So on that note, I'm going to go into questions. If people have some question and answers, Kathy is going to
have you this. Any idea what the ships that blink or flash every 8 to 20 seconds are?
Well, some of those close could be sites, but I don't think they are. It depends. I've seen a lot of them and they're kind of erratic. It's not exactly, and they'll flash and then they'll go bam, bam and flash a couple times. And then a lot of times they only flash when they come right over the house. And so those are the kind of a high five in the heavens, but some could be satellites. They could be rolling over and their solar array might give off a flash.
How can we know if an action is aligned with pure intent and when it is not properly aligned?
Yeah, that's a good question. To me, you go by the heart, and it's not going to feel right. And if it's self-serving and not balanced, you know, I love the Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good, you know, so just go by that. And, you know, it's, you know, is it self-serving or is it service to others, you know, and we got to find a balance there. You know, we have to take care of ourselves, but we also need to take care of others at the same time, because there really aren't any others when you get to the big picture.
Are souls still being recycled and reincarnated on this planet, or are we free to leave once we cross over?
You know, I kind of differ with most people about that. There's a lot of people that are saying, you know, they have a soul sucker 2000 on Earth, and your soul is very powerful. And I don't think there's a device that can trap your soul. Your mental body, maybe your astral body, you know, anything, it's lower 4D. But on your soul level, you're more in 5D. And so your astral body is in 4D. And so I don't think you're free to do whatever you want. Now, the reincarnation is not a bad thing. You know, it's like, you know, you get a chance, you get a do-over, you know? And so as long as we gain the wisdom from each experience, we keep evolving. And if you refuse to gain the wisdom from that experience and learn the lesson and keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're stuck on the wheel. And so sometimes it just takes one thought to, you know, one thought if when you crossed over where you go, I wonder if I would have done this, and, you know, I could have done this better. And so it's so important right now to gain the wisdom from the experience and forgive yourself, forgive others, and just go for the highest level you can reach, you know, when you cross over. And don't go for the brown light or the dark, dark, murky colors. Go for the golden plane of bliss. That's where you want to go.
Can you explain in detail about the solar flare and ascension?
Yeah, solar flares and ascension. Basically, any introduction of energy, and that is really, especially gamma rays, that's 7D consciousness that's coming in. Is going to raise the frequencies of the body, and that you ascend by raising the frequencies. So all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions of past experience that we have to release are being activated by these, and they're coming up for us to look at and heal and forgive and release. And so the Schumann resonance is doing that. You know, the solar flares are doing that. It's just that energy comes in and affects the biofields around the body, and it creates a quickening. And so that's basically how it works.
You said if we look in the sky for UFOs and ask for contact, we may get a response. How will we know that they are good ETs and not bad ones pretending to be good ones?
That's a really good one, because you have to qualify the intention. So you put the intention out, you focus on love and joy and bliss. Think of the most loving experience you've ever had. If you haven't had one, fake it, you know, I don't know. And just send that love and joy and bliss with the intent of making contact, and be sincere and about the contact, and just say, I want to know. You know, that could be your mantra. I want to know. That's all you need. And so the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you have if you're in the ego, if you have other agendas, you know, about contact, if you want to just see a ship so you can post on Facebook, you know, that's just not the right attitude. Because these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, and they're very, very telepathic. So if you put the intent out there and send it out, they're going to pick up on it, and they're going to come in. Also, too, it's real important to learn how to heal unseen negative influences, and that's in all of my books, and it's on the website for free. So learn that technique. It's a prayer you do, and create sacred space before you try to bring anything into that space.
What do you know about the chupacabra? It's in the news in Mexico again.
Chupacabra. Yeah. Chupi. Yeah. He's a interesting creature. You know, there seems to be more than one different kinds. And I really think it's an experiment. We asked one day what that was, and it was kind of an experiment, and he either got away or was released on purpose. I'm not sure, but you really think about it, it's the perfect creature. So a lot of the religious people think it's a demon or something from the underworld, you know, and so we have to pray more and things like that. And then some people think it's an alien. So we got to protect ourselves against alien. You know, we got to gear up and weapon up. And either way, it's definitely controlling the masses, you know, so.
Creating fear.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just pop it.
5G towers are popping up all over. If they lost the battle, how do they have the funds to keep putting those up? Can they be deactivated? I'm going to test them for radiation output.
You know, that's really where, because I've heard 1,000 different stories on that. And I know the 5G coming from space is really not very powerful. It's the ones on the ground that are generating the problems. And then other people said they've caught that and they've stopped that from happening. Well, you know, they had a different plan to get rid of that, and that got hijacked, and the big pharma took over that, and so they put something else in there other than the real vax, you know, the good one. So this is going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you know, where some have been nullified, and there are technologies that will nullify the 5G, and then other places it hasn't been. But and they obviously, there's something in that luciferase, you know, that in the, you know, that can be activated by two pulses from the 5G. So you know, it's like we need to get on that. We need to really do some research in that and find out who's telling the truth.
What will it look like when they finally get overthrown? Are we going to have an EBS, or will it be a quiet shift of power? Are there plans in place to undo the damage that they've done in their last-ditch attempts to drag humanity down with them, such as their assault on the supply chain?
God, that's like how many questions?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big question.
There are, I love that saying, praise Allah, tie your camel. You know, it's just a saying, you know, it's like, and I think it's really important everybody makes their own personal connection with Creator and then go from there and then have your own contact and things like that. But this, again, this is going to go back and forth for a while until, because there's energy coming in and it's going to push everything up, and the wisdom and everything hidden is going to come up, and then people are going to go, not me, I'm not doing this. And so it's going to go push, and then the energy comes up, and then people react, and then, and so, and that's the way they play the game too. The Illuminati play that reaction, you know, they create the problem and then they get the reaction and create the solution. So, well, the Creator's kind of doing that too. So it's like, which, you know, get out of reactionary mind and get into creationary mind and start creating the world you want to see. And that's what I say, but, yeah, we have to get on that. And I've heard probably so many conflicting stories. I can't, I'm not sure. And I have some, you know, I just try to stay away from all that. Stay away from the towers. If you can stay away from it, you know, shield up.
Can you explain the term placeholders?
Placeholders. God, that's interesting. That's almost like people that aren't even people. And there does seem to be a lot of people that are just soulless. They have this blank look on their face, and they just, no matter what you tell them, it just doesn't click. And, you know, I'm just wondering how many people are just placeholders, or how many people are clones, and how many people are, and there's so many people out there that are so disconnected from their soul because they've been so socially engineered, and they have so many toxins in their system, they can't even connect. And that's what a lot of these new things are doing. You know, they're trying to disconnect people from creator and getting their own inner guidance and their own inner healing. So it's interesting, like placeholder. I know there's people that will incarnate and then they choose to leave and another being will come in, like a walk-in and things like that. A lot of that's happening. And you know, they're holding that vehicle until the next being could come in. And that was all done by agreement. But there's so many things going on. I'm not exactly sure what they mean by the placeholder.
Can you please comment on dogman creatures and their role in assisting military?
Dogman, that's spooky.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, we have Bigfoot hanging out around here a lot. And we see a lot of Bigfoot around here. And I have no problem with Bigfoot. And we put apples out and peanut butter for them. And they, you know, so one comes with their little baby and there's not a problem with Bigfoot at all. Dogman, I have a problem with Dogman. I just do not. You know, I don't know if that's a genetic experiment, or I know there's too many people that have seen it. And it's turned out bad for almost everybody. I mean, they just either barely got away or some didn't, you know. So I've heard different stories about that, but I don't know. I don't get a big warm fuzzy with Dogman.
No, not at all. Can you give a description of the dimensions and the difference of multi-interdimensional races?
How much time do we have?
that's a long one.
Oh God, there's so many. Like in 5D, there's Pleiadians, there's Orion Council of Light, there's all kinds of beings in 5D that are helping assist with the Earth right now. You know, they're all up and down the spectrum right now. And what I'm finding out, a lot of 5D beings are coming into 4D now, and there's a lot of 4D beings that are moving up to 5D. And so it's all depends on their work and what they're doing and what's necessary. But, you know, what I see is that you've got mainly it's good to stay away from the reptilians, the grays, the serpent beings. Who else am I thinking of? There's a few others out there. And if you don't, especially if you don't know what you're doing, some people say there are some positive reptilian beings, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's best not to worry. They're just different, you know? And, you know, really work with the heart-centered ones, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, not the Orion Alliance. That's another one that's the bad doobies. You know, those are the Conquerors and the Grays, and there's 50 Shades of Grays. The Tall Grays, really stay away from that group. They're nasty. You know, again, there's Arcturians, there's Andromedans. The Sirians have three different. They have 5D Sirians that are humanoid cat beings. They have upright panther beings that are about, you know, 12 to 14 feet tall. And then they have the lion beings that are about 17 feet tall, which we love hanging out. They're really goofy. They're really funny. So there's a lot more. I mean, we have new beings coming in, and other people have past life connections to these beings, and they were these beings, and we don't have any reference points. You know, there's some planet in the fifth dimension that nobody's ever heard of. So some things we don't have any, we can find out the information, but we just have no reference points.
What is the difference between the universe and the multiverse?
You know, that's like semantics, the universe. People say there's multiple universes out there, and there's, you know, uni means one, and there's all that. So, you know, I wouldn't get caught up in semantics and all this stuff. People say there's dimensions, and then they have planes, and they have, and just, you know, really get into your heart and go by the frequencies. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately, so we do have to sign off. And I know this is kind of a heavy broadcast. People need to know this. There's things going on beyond your imagination. Some things are incredibly dark and people just can't handle it right now, but it's being taken care of and you're going to see some big shifts. And there's some incredibly light things happening that some people can't fathom either, but just be open to it. Practice loving detachment, you know, to get through these times. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And I can observe these things and not freak out. So that's where we have to get to. And you can just say that this is what's going on. And this is all done in service to help other people figure out what's going on and how to avoid some of these things. So anyway, love you guys. Got to sign off. Have a great evening and enjoy the show. It's quite the theater right now.